Well, Major, let me tell you this. This is how I would define spirituality. Looking within the self to find the spirit vibration that is the essence of you, the true consciousness. Propagating that spirituality to be the positive aspect of the intellect, allowing it to reverberate and vibrate around the physical body so it becomes predominant over thought, instead of thought being predominant over the spirit. Being truthful to the self, to allowing that essence of spirit to become more of a vibrational constitution within the self than that of the conscious mind. Quite often individuals fight with who they are, the identity of the self, and quite often never really know the true beauty of what dwells within. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of truth to the self. And it is within truth to the self that you free yourself of bondage, of materiality, and uncertainty, and unknowing. It is, of course, a very hard question to answer, because spirituality is the essence of an individual. And quite often when you mention this, people wonder what you mean. They say, well, I know who I am. But do you really know? Quite often we replicate inappropriate bad behavior. Why do we do this? Do we not damage our spirit a little piece every time we continue this, when in actual fact we should be enhancing the spirit? Of course we do. Mm-hmm. How long could you sit and say, well, it's only me, I am human. No, my friends, you are not human. You are spirit dwelling within a physical form. It is of this dimension, nothing more. Mm-hmm. You create what you are. It's up to you what you wish to be. The innermost essence of the individual spirit is of purity and clarity and understanding. It is that part of you which you should endeavor to find. And if you so wish to not step upon that pathway, then of course you feel free to live within an illusion of the earth plane. That is up to you. I know myself. If I could live my life again with the knowledge that I have now, I wouldn't have been the type of person that I was. I lived a life of uncertainty, sometimes blatant disregard for other people, sometimes myself. And again, it was to my peril that I had to learn for a great period of time, and I am still learning to understand who I really am. All that could have been shed when I left the physical plane, if only I'd taken the time and had the self-belief to reach the levels of spiritual euphoria that is there for every person. It is not beyond any person's grasp, but it is there in front of you for you to be a party to. It is up to you which road you wish to travel. I know what road I would hoped I could have travelled. Fortunately, I didn't. And it is this very same road that I impress upon young David that he must walk upon. It is this road that will take him to the realization of who he really is and what there truly is that awaits him. This is there for every individual, not just the chosen few. Young David is no different to any one person in this room. He is of a spirit dwelling within a physical body. And if that physical body didn't have the makeup that it has, I would not be communicating here with you. But of course, it relies upon young David's spiritual endeavors to continue to allow communication to become more refined and better. And I must say, and I don't wish to blow his trumpet, he always tries to be truthful with himself, no matter how hard it is, no matter what the consequences. That is important. Then, my friend, you do not live in illusion. You live in the truth of who you really are. The physical body and this life is the illusion, not the one to come, my friend.